Chapter 35. Nat's eyes went straight to the Dracus. It towered near 7 feet tall, and its eyes were dark and beady, with a glimmer of fire behind them. It pointed its clawed paw at Nath, flexed its brawny muscles under its scaly skin, and beckoned. Nostrils flaring, Nath went right at it. It took a swipe, and its claws tore across Nath's scaly chest. He laughed and punched it in the face. The Dracus spit out a tooth and narrowed its eyes.
"It's not like you needed that,"
Nath said. It popped him in the nose. Blood dripped onto Nath's chest. His gold eyes flashed. Fury swelled inside him. Back and forth they went, punch for punch. Nath beat into it with reckless fury. It fought back with power and cunning.
"Duck, you fool!"
The Dracus threw a haymaker. Nath dodged, shifted his head left and right, tucked his chin back, bobbed his head.
"Enough of this!"
Nath jacked it in the jaw with an uppercut, snapping its head back and shattering more of its teeth. It shook it off with a shiver and pounced. Nath caught it in midair and slammed it into the ground, pinning its wings. In Nath's mind, this triggered the memory of the winged ape and the kidnapping of Sasha. The image of Shum, drowned and dead.
"You will die!"
Nath's fists were like metal gauntlets busting up rocks. They broke bones and busted teeth. The Dracus snapped up its forearms, protecting its face. Nath pummeled its ribs and belly. The Dracus gasped, flailed, and kicked. Desperate, it wrapped its claws around Nath's hair and pulled him off. It scrambled to its knees, spread its wings, and tried to jump away.
"No, you don't!"
Nath jumped on its back. He wrapped his arms around its neck and squeezed. The pair thrashed over the grass.
"You aren't going anywhere!"
Nath felt his strength growing. He squeezed harder and harder, hanging on with his dragon legs and choking it with his dragon arms. The bulging muscles of the Dracus started to slacken. Its neck broke. Nath shoved it away, sucked for air, and wiped the blood off his face.
"That's better."
His head exploded. Stars burst in his eyes. He took another shot to the chest and belly. A knoll loomed over him, raising a club high. Nath caught it in his hands and ripped it loose.
"You shouldn't have done that,"
he said, shaking the club. The knoll barked a warning.
"Well, since I was there."
It barked no more. A sea of lizard men swarmed Nath and dragged him to the ground. The clerics of Barnabas fanned out and pointed at Bezog while he sailed over the grass on legs of air. There were 6 of them in all, bald, robed, and cunning. He could see their lips moving, and the air before them beginning to stir, and the pendants on their chests beginning to glow. Bezog readied his staff and touched the ground.
"I'm here to negotiate your surrender,"
he said. The clerics huffed a laugh, but it was far from gutsy. Bezog could see the air shimmering before them.
"I see,"
he said. He muttered quick words in Elvish. His fingertips glowed with life, and a streak of orange shot from his hand. It flicked over the grass and ricocheted off an invisible force, inches from the closest man's face. The clerics flinched. 2 began to mumble and mutter, while the other 4, wielding maces, flanked him, 2 on each side.
"I need to put a quick end to this."
He opened his mouth to summon another spell, but everything fell silent. His words were gone. The sounds of the battles behind him had disappeared. He was silenced. A chill went through him.
"I should have seen this coming."
Bezog started to back away. The clerics had him surrounded now. Maces raised high, they closed in to deliver death blows. Bezog's heart raced. He had nowhere to go. The lizard men pinned Nath down, 5 of them in all. The biggest one had his arms wrapped around Nath's neck and was squeezing. Another took its spear and jabbed it into his ribs. The metal tip skipped off its black scales.
"Nice try. Now get off me,"
Nath said. He kicked one in the face. The lizard man kept poking at him. Their serpent eyes were wild, and their long tongues licked out of their mouths. Nath felt like a pincushion. They poked and poked and poked. One spear shaft broke. A lizard man slugged him in the jaw. Then the rest joined in and started to pummel him. He didn't feel a thing until he caught a punch in the face again, saying,
"That's enough of this. I am Dragon."
Nath gathered his knees under him, flung the lizard man off his neck, wiped his bloody nose, and laughed.
"Ha ha ha ha! You can't hurt me,"
Nath said.
"But I can hurt you."
A lizard man hurled a spear at his chest. In one smooth movement, Nath caught the spear in midair, snapped it in half, and then twirled both pieces in his hands, holding the lizard man at bay with one of their own spears. Their eyes slid over one another. Lizard men were good soldiers, brave, but not foolish like the orcs. They rushed him anyway. Nath didn't hold back. He clawed and punched, harder and faster. He slammed heads together. A dagger broke on his arm. Another spear snapped on his back.
"Is that all you have, reptiles?"
He kept slugging. The lizard men piled up at his feet, busted or maimed.
"Dragon!"
someone yelled. Ben was hemmed in by three goblins, and four lay dead at his feet. Nath dropped the lizard man he had in the nook of his arm.
"Hold on, Ben,"
he said. Ben's sword licked out. A goblin dropped its axe. Ben cut a streak across his chest. The third died on the end of Ben's blade the moment Nath arrived.
"Ben?"
Nath said, wide-eyed.
"I thought you needed help."
Ben pushed the dead goblin off his sword with his boot.
"No, I was seeing if you needed any help."
Bezog's simmering anger was beginning to blossom. The man in him was no brawler, nor was the elf either. But fighting evil had a way of making you tougher and meaner, no matter how polished you tried to be. His violet eyes narrowed. He didn't like being muted.
"How dare they?"
He couldn't speak, and that limited him. But it did nothing to the staff he held in his hands. It was an elderwood staff that Bezog had filled with wondrous powers, and it was time to let those powers loose. The metal on the top of the staff flared like a sunburst. Bezog's entire self was soaked in its power, his feet again lifted from the ground. The mystic smolder in his eyes stopped the clerics in their tracks. One of them started to turn. A ball of light shot from the staff and socked the man in the back, knocking him face first into the dirt. The others started to run. Bezog swept his staff over the ground and they all stumbled from their feet. He turned his attention to the two chanting clerics and pointed the elderwood straight at them. They raised their arms and another shield of transparent energy formed. A dark ray of light burst from the staff. Their shields shattered. The elderwood staff blasted the two clerics of Barnabas out of their sandals. They moved no more. Once more, sounds of life and battle filled his ears.
"That felt good,"
Bezog said. He turned his attention to the three remaining clerics. Two were kneeling and begging for mercy. The third ran as fast as his feet would take him. Bezog choked back his urge to destroy them entirely, but then shrugged and let loose, blasting them apart. A ball of energy formed in his hand, and he tossed it at the cleric who ran.
"I don't take prisoners,"
Bezog said. The ball of energy glided over the glass and struck the man square in the back, lifting him from the ground. The man sailed through the air over the town where the people waited. He dropped the man in the middle of them.
"But maybe they do."
Bezog turned his attention back towards his friends, ready to unleash more of his fury on his enemies. He'd bottled up his frustrations long enough, and he had plenty more to let out. But by the time he got there, the battle had been won. Nath, Brenwar, Ben, and the dwarfs were all busted up and bleeding, but all the enemies looked to be dead, or at least almost dead.
"That was a fine show you put on, Bezog,"
Nath said, holding a rag to his nose.
"And not a scratch on you.
Maybe you can teach me how to...
If you didn't act like a child, you wouldn't have to.
Nath shrugged.
Sorry.